Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Scott Maiman, CBS News. He's in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, observing the news in a new day for Australia, as I observe it, for an evening in New York, of the alliance suddenly announced by the President of the United States, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison of Australia, and the Prime Minister Boris Johnson of the United Kingdom, between those three countries, to do with constraining the aggression of unnamed state, however we all look at China, and constraining it in a way that transfers nuclear submarine technology to Australia from the United Kingdom and from the U.S. Scott, a very good day to you, and your television and your news are critical to this. Scott Morrison surprised the U.S. and the U.K., and he also surprised Australia. There was an emergency cabinet meeting in Canberra, either in person or virtually, and then the announcement was made. How has the Australian public reacted so far? Good day to you.
G'day, John. Basically, took everybody by surprise. Even the most veteran of journalists were surprised by the announcement and surprised by that emergency national cabinet meeting. So I have to tell you, there were concerns when that cabinet meeting was called. Nobody was saying a thing. We were concerned, oh, no, it's COVID, or there's something similar, a national emergency that's about to be declared. So we were on tenterhooks, wanting to know what this meeting was about. And of course, given a bit of time, came the press conference involving our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, of course, Boris Johnson of the UK, and the President, Joe Biden as well. So, and then it all, you know, everybody put two and two together. And the reaction has been mixed across Australia. A lot of people saying, oh, great, finally, we've got some leadership in our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, because up until now, he's just taken he's been in the shadows. He's taken the back step in things. He's let other people say things. He may hold a press conference here and there, but we've never seen the leadership of our Prime Minister until this week's events. We know that it was 18 months in the making, but it's just an incredible journey that has been kept from everybody. So it's one of those secrets that was actually a well-guarded and a well-kept secret.
China. Is China a concern in Australia, quite separate from this deal? Because there's been the wolf warrior posture for some time now against everyone, Japan, Taiwan, the United States, Britain, anyone. However, directed at Australia, especially since Australia said, you know, we really want to know about the origin of the virus. So does everybody in Australia recognize that China has been picking on Australia? I guess because they thought you were an easy mark.
Anything's possible with that. We don't know why China has been picking on us Australians, but that has been the case. We've had actors. We can only assume that they were Chinese-based, causing disruptions to our technological services here. We've even had tariffs, the high price of tariffs put on trade between China and Australia. There has been a war. Up until now, it's been anything but nuclear. But now the case involving AUKUS with Australia to have the nuclear submarines in years to come, that's definitely going to add fuel to the fire.
I want to thank Scott for teaching me how to say the name of this alliance. I was mispronouncing it for some time, using the OW for AUKUS. And Scott corrected me. It's AUKUS, as in Australia. Now, the details.
Well, it's just the differing cultures. I mean, we put a slant on everything. We don't say aluminum, we say aluminium. You may say capillaries, we say capillaries. So it's just the culture, that's all.
But you are in the lead on this. Now, it involves transfer of nuclear submarine technology to Australia to build submarines to be based in Fremantle near Perth. Where is that, Scott?
It's the western side of the country. It's all over the other side of the country. Fremantle is just south of Perth. There's a naval base in Fremantle, and it's a beautiful part of Australia as well. It's a very scenic part of Australia. So that's where they will be based. They'll be built in Adelaide, which is about halfway between where I am in Brisbane and the other side of the country. Now, it's about, to give you some idea of the travel time, it's about a 5-hour flight from Brisbane to Perth. So it's definitely on the other side of the country.
We now go to the current crisis, which is not about the threat in the Indo-Pacific, but the COVID-19 and the lockdowns in Australia. I've been following this story, especially because we're burdened now by Delta. There have been alarm bells ringing and there are new masking mandates in different cities, Los Angeles, Washington. What is the status in Brisbane, in Queensland, and in New South Wales?
Yeah, night is today, basically. In Queensland, we pretty much don't have coronavirus in our state. We do have some in hotel quarantine. We do have a couple of people in hospital, but the transmission of the coronavirus is next to nothing in Queensland. We still have our liberties. We can still go out and about. We can still go to amusement parks. We still have a mask requirement when you're indoors, of course. But in New South Wales, Victoria, and the ACT, they're still holding lockdowns. And for New South Wales, it's been like 11 or 12 weeks now where people have been denied the ability to travel 3 miles from their home. They've got police patrolling the areas, picking people up if they're outside of their homes. Why are you here? What are you doing? It's going to come to an end because once the vaccine rate for the population reaches 80% in each individual state, that's when that's a trigger. That is when the relative governments in each state are going to say, we're ending the lockdowns. It's pretty much going to be a free-for-all, but because everybody's vaccinated, they feel comfortable that they can end the lockdowns. Now, that has been met with mixed reaction because a lot of people are saying, it should have ended weeks ago. Others are saying, no, you can't do that. What about the 20% of the population that hasn't been vaccinated yet? What will happen to them? So, again, it's such a divisive issue across Australia here. But in the meantime, with lockdowns, the state of Queensland is pretty much isolated from the rest of the country because the state of Queensland won't allow travellers from other states into Queensland unless if they've been to a hotspot, as they call it here.
New Zealand is also locked down. A side note about New Zealand, it is not part of this new alliance with Great Britain and the United States, whereas it continues part of the ANZUS alliance, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States. Is New Zealand an outlier here about nuclear submarines? Is that the issue for New Zealand? Or explain, please.
Yeah, well, Australia and New Zealand have always been partners. We've been mates, as we call ourselves here. But the issue of nuclear weaponry and nuclear propulsion, Australia, New Zealand, until now, have always been denies. We will not take part in any nuclear weapons or nuclear propulsion until this week, of course. Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, has now come out and said, well, of course, we will continue our alliance with Australia. But there's a lot of great history there. However, those nuclear submarines will not be allowed into New Zealand waters. They're just totally dead against it.
Is that hard feeling, Scott, in Australia, that New Zealand enjoys the protection of Australia and the United States but doesn't participate in the infrastructure of that protection?
That has not been raised because Australia and New Zealand, we were brothers in the army. We've had so much history. We've had so much to-ing and fro-ing between the two countries. It's like the alliance that we had with the US prior to this new alliance that's come out. We've had an alliance with Canada, a strong alliance with the UK over the years. Of course, if you go back to World War II, right, when the UK was declared war, then Australia was automatically at war, and that is still the case. I think at the moment we're still talking years before these nuclear submarines are built, so that time may be just what we need at the moment to smooth things over with New Zealand.
Scott Maiman, CBS News, based in Brisbane, Queensland. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Data privacy, hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy, with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.